from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the group's jihad would continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. The message says that all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and it advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused some rifts in the insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death has been confirmed, although the timing is not clear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by Islamic State extremists. Kerry arrived late Saturday in the Egyptian capital, his first stop on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. The VOA correspondent traveling with the secretary reports he has no formal meetings scheduled until Sunday morning, when he meets with Egypt's foreign minister, Sameh Shoukry. The security issues will be a focal point throughout Kerry's trip, according to the U.S. State Department. This is VOA News. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday as protests over the arson attack entered a second day. The firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank, which killed the 18-month-old, sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Hundreds of Palestinians attended Saturday's funeral of an 18-year-old protester shot by Israeli troops after hospital officials confirmed that he had died of his wounds earlier in the day. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkey's airstrike. The statement by the group's president also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of the country. Turkey has launched hundreds of raids against Kurdish rebel camps and mountain bases on either side of the Iraqi border. Several civilians have been killed or wounded in the air campaign, which Ankara started a week ago following a number of attacks inside Turkey. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said that the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Boar hunting has been suspended with immediate effect. No such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
The clampdown follows an international furor over the killing of Cecil the Lion, a favorite with international tourists. He was shot with a bow and arrow and then shot and killed with a rifle by Walter Palmer outside a game park in early July. Cecil, who had a distinctive black mane, was a popular tourist draw at the park and was wearing a tracking collar as part of an Oxford University research project. Indians and Bangladeshis are celebrating the end of a 68-year state of limbo for tens of thousands of people living along the porous border joining the two nations. At 1 minute after midnight Saturday local time, India and Bangladesh exchanged more than 150 islands of territory that had been isolated since independence from British colonial rule. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.